So maybe I'm going to take some questions so you can rest a little. I have, first of all, Luigi Pellizzoni. Yeah, I have a couple of questions here. And
yes, my name is Luigi Pellizzoni. I am a sociologist from Trieste University. Well, I have, let's say, three questions very, very quickly. One is, what do you think about the balance between national specificities and, let's say, globalizing tendencies? For instance, the issue about the existence of the WTO, for instance, that is able to overcome many national preferences or trends or cultural inclinations, or the patenting, the success, the worldwide success of the patenting in biotech. So my question is, what do you think about the balance between these two forces? Second question is, yes, about these two paths or patterns of legitimacy, let's say the technical legitimacy of decision making and the traditional political legitimacy. In my view, the problem is not so much the existence of both patterns, but the fact that there is not a clear beforehand, it is not clear why in some situation you take the technical legitimacy, and in another situation you don't do it. It is not dependent on the technical nature, so to say, of the issue at stake. It depends on something else. So my question is, what do you think about the reasons or the forces or the institutional devices, perhaps, that drive towards one or the other side of legitimating policy decisions? And the last point is that it's about participation. I was not here when Brian Wynne had his speech, but he is one of the most prominent in maintaining that maybe the main problem in deliberative democracy about science and technology is that lay people is assumed to possess only a kind of normative competence and not a cognitive competence. So according to this reading, the major problem would be to overcome this kind of very manichaistic or manichaean divide between competencies among citizens. But my question is, perhaps there is another problem emerging, again about patenting, because the problem is not so much who owns the cognitive capacities to talk, but who owns the property. So my question is, if there is a growing shift from the context of discovery into the context of invention, how does this affect the possibilities of public deliberation, which is not at all to do anymore with differences in cognition or in abilities or knowledge abilities, knowledge competencies, but about the ownership of the rights to exploit what is regarded as one's invention?